to the Connect Kindness podcast, where we connect people with organizations to inspire kindness. I'm your host, Crystal Aziz, and I'm joined by my co-host, Tim Evans. In today's episode, we are interviewing Karen with Okra Charity Bar.
Okra is a charity bar in Houston, Texas, where they donate 100% of their profits to a local charity. Their patrons are making an impact one drink at a time. Without further ado, this is our interview with Karen of Okra Charity Bar.
Thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. I wanted to start off by letting our listeners learn a little bit more about Okra Charity Bar.
Yeah, so Okra Charity Bar is a bar in downtown Houston where we raise money for local nonprofit organizations. And every time a guest comes into the bar, they're able to see the four nonprofit organizations that we feature every month, every drink or every food purchase. They get a ticket and they can vote for who they would like us to raise money for. And every month we tally up the votes, and the winner of that month votes gets the following month's proceeds. And on the wall, when you walk into the bar, you'll see the 6 years now worth of organizations that have participated in Okra, won the vote, and have received financial donations from Okra. Okra is just a great way for you to learn about the different organizations in Houston that are making the city stronger, more resilient, and just a brighter place to live.
How did you guys come up with the idea to build a charity bar?
Back in 2012, we had a group of small business owners in Houston that formed Okra, a 501c6, and we had some topics that were being raised in city council that affected small businesses, more just focused on like parking requirements for restaurants and bars and the food trucks. And so a lot of us were already meeting, you know, every month or every week to come up with the consensus of how we would present ourselves to city council. And in it, one of the founding members, Bobby Hugel, had been seeing this beautiful space in downtown Houston that used to be a bar and was just like, man, this space is beautiful. We should, you know, put a bar here, except he didn't necessarily want to do it himself. And since we were already all meeting together and really enjoyed each other's company, the group decided that they would collectively open a charity bar downtown. At that time, downtown had been trying to go through its own renaissance, and there are a lot of businesses that had just come and gone year after year, and the downtown Houston Management District was just ready for businesses to be there for the long haul. We signed a lease, and everyone pitched in. We opened it, like, lots of donated tables and chairs and lots of donated sweat, like flipping up the floors ourselves, finding equipment for the kitchen, collectively putting items on the menu. We opened in late 2012 and the first donation was in 2013.
This is such a unique idea. I absolutely love it. I love the fact that I can go to Okra and have a beer and feel like I'm changing the world. You know, it's awesome. And we actually love Okra so much that we had our launch party a couple weeks ago. Everyone came out, had a fantastic time. So thank you so much for allowing us to come and host our party there. You know, since 2013, you guys have given over $1 million in donations to a local nonprofit, which is awesome. What's next on the agenda for Okra? What's your next goal?
I guess when we opened Okra, we never really had like a target number that we wanted to hit in terms of dollars donated. But since we've accomplished that, which is amazing that we, you know, did that in 5 years, our sights are kind of set on how do we better bring the community together in Houston. I think Harvey was like a really good benchmark of showing how well the community works together. And we realized that the space lends itself to having different organizations that really care about just the work that needs to be done in Houston, and using Okra as a space to bring different groups together, bringing people who maybe have never been to Okra into Okra. So that's kind of our next focus, is really how do we become an even stronger cornerstone in our community. And just an example, you know, to different cities in the country who are looking to do something similar to Okra.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love how you guys have up on the wall in Okra, the 68 organizations that you guys have given to. Each month, you guys, like you said, you guys feature four organizations. How does an organization become a part of that list to receive those donations?
So we have an open application on the website, and anybody who is working at or volunteering at an organization can nominate and apply for that organization to be considered. So once we get their application, the board will go over the applications and we'll discuss it, and we'll come up with the four organizations for each month. And we have over the years began to have some months that have a theme involved. Part of it was people tend to, you know, see like a children's organization or an animals organization, and they almost always would bring that month that they were featured in. And rather than, you know, always having an animal organization and a children's organization win, we wanted other organizations that were helping the environment and focus on sustainability, or even like the arts and theater, to have a chance at having like true exposure, but and also chance to receiving, I guess, financial reward for winning the vote. That has worked out actually really well. And sometimes the organizations, they're doing similar things in the community. They have started to work with each other. And the really neat thing about Okra is realizing that there is overlap that some of these organizations are targeting in terms of the people in the community. So when they get a chance to be in the space with each other, they're like, oh, well, let's team up and do something together. And it kind of helps make that whole process a little more efficient and effective.
That's awesome. Can you talk a little briefly about the four organizations that are actually featured for this month, for August 2018?
This August, we have four charities that focus on supporting our youth in Houston. And they are Cycle, Houston Urban Debate League, iWrite, and Undies for Everyone. Cycle is an organization that is dedicated to improving literacy in second grade students in Title I schools in Houston. And they give the students a goal. It could be like reading for X minutes a day or X number of pages, but they set their own goals. And once they achieve their goals, they earn a bicycle. So it's kind of a different way to look at setting your, you know, benchmark and what the reward is, and enticing students to like stick to their plan. The other organization, Houston Urban Debate League, they work with, they're like a public-private partnership. So mentoring that comes with it. Their goal is to foster this relationship between the mentors and the students to help develop leaders through debate in schools. iWrite, which is the third organization, they provide a literacy program to Houston students. And it's different than Cycle in that they teach writing essentials to students to help them develop creativity and confidence. Their response was to educational budget cuts that they wanted to be able to help kind of close the gap. iWrite strengthens its reserve to fill in the gap to support the city's teachers through its writer's journal program. And in that program, these students have the opportunity to become professionally published in its annual writing contest. And so it's really nice because these students will learn to become local leaders through their writing and just, you know, have a platform to showcase their work. And the final and fourth organization for the month is Undies for Everyone. And they provide underwear to elementary and middle school students with the understanding that owning a pair of underwear, a clean pair of underwear, is just one piece of this larger picture that helps students succeed in schools and decreases their vulnerability to bullies. And so they partner with different elementary school and middle schools around town and give the nurses 150 pairs of underwear to give to students who need a clean pair. I think it's something that a lot of us don't think about when we think about school. We think like school supplies and backpacks and shoes, but this is definitely an area that they're trying to highlight that's not always known?
Yeah, we actually, someone referred them to us too. So we actually have them on our feature for this month along. So when you sent me that list, I was like, what's the coincidence that, you know, that Undies for Everyone, it's so unique that they're going to get that exposure, you know, not only at your bar, but also on our social media and our website too. So I thought that was so cool.
That's so cool.
It is true. It's something that a lot of people don't really even think about.
And that's what we love about Okra, is that there are these organizations that are doing things that are so unique and things that we would have never thought about, that like when you're at the bar and you're reading it, you're like, oh my gosh, I never thought that other people, you know, may say certain things that I've never had to face in my life. And we always remind the charities, like, even if you don't win, you know, this current month's vote, that there are people that are here and reading about your mission for the first time, and maybe they're not in a financial position to be, you know, to donate to your organization or have time in their schedule right now to like volunteer. But maybe a few years down the road when they're like, oh man, I've got some free time on my hand, or I finally saved enough money to do something with, and I'm not sure I know what to do with, that there'll be a long-term supporter of the organization. And that way the charities who do participate will see this as like a long-term investment for them. And it kind of takes a little bit of the competition out of it, even though it is a competition.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's so cool that you guys, you know, even though there is a winner at the end, the other three gain awareness, you know, for that entire month. Everyone gets to read about the organization. And, you know, I'm sure people go in there and vote for, you know, an organization that doesn't win, and they start to follow it and start to either donate, fundraise, or share it with their friends. So it's so, so cool. And, you know, for the winners, I can only imagine how thankful they are to receive the donations. Can you tell us a story that stands out in your mind about an organization that received the donations from Okra?
One that comes to mind is back in 2015, we were working with the Houston Children's Charity. They were one of the organizations for, I believe, April of 2015. And they had a program in their organization that needed funding. And that program is called A Better Night's Sleep. And this program was to help provide beds and clean sheets to children who didn't necessarily have a place to lay their heads on every night that, you know, wasn't like a hard floor. And so when they ended up winning that month's vote, they were able to distribute mattresses, bed frames, sheets, pillows, and blankets to these children. And I believe they could, at cost, each $100 was like a whole set. And so we donated about a little over $16,000. I think for us, like, it really does help when there is a specific project or a program that needs funding, because a lot of times that organization will, you know, put that on the poster so that the voting booth, you know, exactly like this is what the money would go to, because they already have enough money for the general fund. So it's just kind of expanding a program that's already there, but just needs a little bit of a push to flourish. That's just one of them that comes to mind.
That's incredible that you guys are able to reach out to these specific programs and organizations that are out there. How can listeners get involved with Okra Charity Bar?
I guess for us, there's always people in Houston that haven't heard about Okra Charity Bar. And bring your friends when you have a happy hour. If you have a, you know, office that you're working for and there's like sponsored happy hour, instead of having it at normal go-to bar, you know, encourage them to host it at Okra, because not only will everyone still be able to have fun and attend their happy hour, but you know that the proceeds that are raised will go to a local nonprofit organization. And just another way is, you know, like visit the website, learn more about the organizations. We have links to the organizations that are participating and all the, you know, past winners. Just become more involved in the community.
I really want to thank you, Karen, for joining us today. Tim and I really appreciate you just taking time out of your busy schedule. I know everyone's busy, and especially with allowing us to have our launch party at Okra, it really meant a lot to myself and Tim, and what it had to do and stand for, Connect Kindness. You know, we're trying to spread positivity here. That's why we're doing these podcasts, and we have a social media, and we have a website just like yourself, and it just aligned perfectly with what you guys were doing, and the fact that we could team up together really shows how much you care about this community and the people that are living in Houston. And so I can't thank you enough for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you so much for considering Okra to host your launch party. I know the team really enjoyed having you at the bar as well.
Thank you so much for listening to the Connect Kindness podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Share Give Do. And please remember, the world is changed by your example, not by your opinion.